بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program, on your fifth learning station, Radio Islam International. In this program, normally we are learning some of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een and pious people. And also we learn in this program the meaning of names. Towards the end of the program, inshallah, we're having the meaning of Muslim names. If you want to know the meaning of your name, then inshallah you can stand for that and listen to the last segment of our program, and that is the meaning of Muslim names, where we will be giving you inshallah the meaning of names and suggestions inshallah for good names for both boys and girls. So the number to dial for that is 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Then we also have the stories of the pious, as well as the translations of your favorite Arabic anashid. Don't forget, you can also recommend your favorite Arabic anashids to be translated when you call 011-854-1548, and inshallah we'll be helping you with that. We start our program learning some dua, and the dua for today is a duas for sicknesses, or what people should do, or what a Muslim is supposed to do when you are sick, or when someone is sick as well. What a person is supposed to do. We learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam some steps in dealing with the sicknesses and dealing with the diseases, and there is ruqya as well for that. And we learn some of these etiquettes of how to deal with the sickness. It is said in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqa." So one of the first steps is that the person gives sadaqa. Giving sadaqah, which is a charity, optional charity, is considered very great help and step in dealing with this situation of healing or protecting the person from sickness, or even medicating the person. And we saw in reality many experiences and many stories of people who were healed through sadaqah, through giving, through charity, through helping others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the one who heal and the one who protect, and He is ash-shafi. So the first step is sadaqah, indeed is very helpful. Daw mardakum bis sadaqah. Then there is another step that a person is supposed to do, and that is the ruqya. The ruqya is from the Quran, of course, and from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that reading Surah Al-Fatiha is helpful, reading Ayat Al-Kursi is very helpful as well. Reading the three qul, qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Reading these three quls are very important in the ruqya as well. So it's part of the ruqya. Somebody can read more. Some people can keep only these surahs or these verses. It's okay. It's still considered ruqya. Surah Al-Fatiha alone is still considered ruqya. If you add to it Ayat Al-Kursi as well, it's considered ruqya. If you add to the two of them, the three quls, then it's very great, inshallah. And most of the Muslims already know Surah Al-Fatiha and know Ayat Al-Kursi and know the three quls. So you read it for yourself if you are sick, or for others as well. And this is considered ruqya indeed. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also teaching us some other du'as that can be read. Like you put your hand on the place of the pain and say, Bismillah, a'udhu bi'izzatillahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhir. Bismillah, a'udhu bi'izzatillahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhir. The meaning of this is, seek protection, I seek protection in the great and mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power against the evil which I'm experiencing and any of its effect. Saying that, inshallah, helpful, is helpful as well. Then there is another statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rabbin nas, idhhib al-bas, ishfi anta ash-shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Again, Allahumma rabbin nas, idhhib al-bas, ishfi anta ash-shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Oh Allah, my Lord, the sustainer, the Lord of mankind, remove my difficulty and cure him. Remove the difficulty and cure him. You are the only one who cures. There is no cure but yours. Grant such person cure that leaves no traces of illness. This is narrated in Bukhari and Muslims, with authentic hadith as well. So these are some of the, there are many actually, but I'm just mentioning for you few of these hadith, which is very helpful for the people who wish to seek some medication through the Quran and through the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the sick people shifa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And the dua inshallah will be at the reception of Radio Islam if anyone wish to have a copy of it. صمتا أصيخي واسمعي يا أمتي ما عدت أصبر أن يموت بياني شعري يراودني لأقذف جمرة مما حوى صدري من النيران ما عاد يحويني سكوتي والبكى أنا لست مجبولا على الخذلان أنا في يمين الشمس تشرق عزة وأنا الثريا همة وتفاني. Beautiful poem indeed, and nasheed by the Munshid Ahmed Abu Khatir. O people, be quiet and listen attentively. I'm no longer staying and watching the truth dying. I'm going to recite for you a poem explaining all the grief and sadness that filled my heart. I possess the light in my right hand, which is Islam, and I am the stars that illuminates the universe. I am the Muslim, whose glory is such bountiful like rains, and the entire honor of a Muslim is in his faith. I am the medication and salvation, and the shooting stars when it appears. O my Ummah, enemies extort our light and lift our land in darkness. We are wondering when the morning will shine again. Then she'd go further and says, every day they are violating a city and occupying a Muslim land. I wonder, where are those who care for us? Where are those who are having pride by their lineage and clans? And a small village like Jenin in Palestine is standing against the cowards and enemies. Where are human rights? And an entire nation is being cleared up every day. Ask those who claim giving the rights of animals and cats. Whose rights are worthy of being taken, the animals or the people of Palestine? Sad to say that all rights are protected in this time except the rights of the nation of Quran. Indeed, crying and shedding tears is shame, but I can't stop my tears from flowing down over my cheeks. I shall continue speaking and writing until they shroud me in my coffin.
stories of the pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina, and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to worship Allah alone.
Conquer now, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Praise Yusuf, why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
I told his messenger to declare Islam to all men.
Defend your God!
Allah, she's better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me.
There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger.
Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sama. Stories of the Pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan, Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548.
Hassan, bring another bunch of fruit and take this basket to our poor neighbor Abdullah. You know that he's sick, and he couldn't come to take his share of our charity.
With pleasure, my father. I would be very happy.
That's too much, father. You're giving a lot to the poor people. You're wasting our efforts.
Yes, father. We deserve these fruits. To sell it and make a profit. And have more gardens.
No, my dear sons. Allah blessed us because we give to the poor people. He increases our profits when we give. The money will not be reduced because of our charity, but it will be even more blessed. And if we stop giving, Allah will deprive us of many blessings. Don't you see all these welfare and fruits? Have a look, sons. Isn't enough we take our needs along the year and we get profit too? Be careful, my sons. Allah made a right for the poor people in our wealth. And if we ignore this, we will not prosper. And Allah will be displeased with us.
But if you sell all these fruits, we will have many gardens.
I prefer to give the poor people. Come, sons. Take this fruit basket to Hamdan, the blind man. Go now, my son.
Alas, our father is wasting the fruits on poor people.
Shh. Obey your father, brothers. It's his garden, and he is free to do what he wish with his wealth.
Like this? He won't leave for us anything to inherit. I wonder for how long our father will waste our fruits. We plant, we look after it, we irrigate it, and harvest even. The poor people just take from it without doing anything.
While they are resting at home, what can we do? Let's go.
Hamdan? Open, Hamdan! Our father sent for you this basket.
Thank you, sons. May Allah reward you and bless you. Give my greetings to your kind father.
Wasn't half of this basket enough?
Shh! Lower your voice. He will hear us.
So what? Lazy people must feel embarrassed.
Here is it, Uncle Abdullah. Your share of our garden's fruit.
May Allah bless you, son, and feed you and your father from the fruits of Jannah. Give my thanks to your father.
This was a tough day.
It has to be. We've just finished harvesting one part of the garden, then distributed all to the poor.
Have you finished, sons?
Yes, father. If you had seen Uncle Hamdan's pleasure, he made a lot of dua for you.
Why doesn't he do that? Didn't he take a basket full of the best fruits in the town without any efforts?
Allah is the source of these blessings. Be thankful by your tongue and by your actions too, by helping the poor people and giving them their shares from the charity.
Hassan, Mohsin, what happened?
What happened?
Hurry up. Your father is very sick.
Huh? You two go to him and I'll go bring the doctor. I will catch up with you later.
My sons, I have gathered you today for an important reason. And maybe I will not live till tomorrow. Dear sons, I recommend you to help the poor people. Our welfare and fruits are from Allah. And I told you before about the source of prosperity, which is to give charity. Don't forget the sons, and don't ever be separated. Be one hand always, so that Allah will help you. This is my advice for you.
We promise you, Father.
Yes, we promise you.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
May Allah have mercy upon your father. He was such a kind man.
The fruits of this garden are ripe. We can collect it now. This is the best time.
No, not today. We'll collect it tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? Today is a very beautiful sunny day.
We said tomorrow. Let's hurry up and close the garden. Can't you see how many poor people there are around us?
Why do we fear the poor coming? Didn't we promise our father to give them their shares? We're still in the first week of the harvest, which will be going all to the poor.
Never. I will not allow this as long as I am alive.
What? Do you know what this means? You will prevent the blessings of Allah from coming to us. And Allah will be displeased with us. I'm warning you. And Allah will be displeased with us.
We will discuss this at home. Hurry up and let's go.
Hey, poor people. Today we are tired. You can go away and come another day.
Close the gate tightly, man. I don't want anybody to enter.
Come out, Uncle Salim. Come. Don't forget to come and take your share tomorrow.
Let's go, Mohsin. No time to waste with him.
Your brother will make big trouble for us.
I hope he understands.
Huh. I have prepared a list of all the poor in our area. Our father used to give them fruits.
Are you crazy? What are you doing? Give me this paper.
But we promised our father...
Listen, Mohsin, we've heard enough. It's time now for our garden to be only ours. We can't waste the fruits on poor people the way our father did.
But listen, my brothers. If we do that, we may lose everything. And then Allah will be displeased with us.
No, we will not give the poor anything. And you will swear to this.
I will not swear to anything which will displease Allah.
Don't be a loser, brother. And listen carefully. We will collect all the fruits and sell them. And every one of us will take his own share. And he can buy his own garden even. Then you can do whatever you wish with your own garden.
Are you trying to deceive me?
No. When you have your own garden, you can spend it how you like.
Come on, brother. Let's do it. We will all swear on this. We will move early in the morning at dawn time.
Then we will collect all the fruits and not distribute it to the poor.
But wait.
No buts. You will swear, Mohsin. You will swear.
Remember our brother. Our father told us not to dispute and to be always one hand. We swear.
Okay, I will swear. But you promised to give me the money to buy my own garden so that I can help the poor.
We swear.
Wake up, brothers. Wake up. Don't be lazy. The sun is about to rise. We must hide and go to the garden before the poor people awake and go there.
We mustn't let anyone feel us.
We are getting closer.
We must close the gates of the garden very well so that no one enters.
Ah, what is this? Where is our garden?
Huh?
Impossible!
I think it's still ahead of us. No doubt. We have lost our way. This can't be our garden. It's just burnt trees.
This is our garden, brothers. This is our garden. Allah became displeased with us. We were tested and He deprived us of His blessings.
What? That means all our dreams and efforts were lost?
It's Allah's punishment. Allah prevented us His blessings when we intended not to give the poor from the fruits, like how our fathers used to give.
You are right, Mohsin. You are right. We were indeed losers.
We have mistreated the poor. Indeed, we were mistaken. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ Let's repent to Allah and ask His forgiveness and glorify Him. His doors are always open.
سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ We repent to You, Ya Allah. Indeed, we were among the wrongdoers.
Please forgive us, Ya Allah. Please forgive us.
We promise to give to the poor from the charity. عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَيُّبْ دِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِنَّا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين وغدوا على حرد قادرين فلما رأوها قالوا إنا لضالون بل نحن محرومون قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون قالوا سبحان ربنا إنا كنا ظالمين فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتلاومون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا طاغين عسى ربنا أن يبدلنا خيرا منها إنا إلى ربنا راغبون كذلك العذاب ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون
Welcome back to the program Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we are continuing with our program inshallah and different segments of our program Jannah. Right now inshallah we will be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548 and ask all your questions related to Muslim names. And inshallah we will be helping you in today's program and giving you the meaning of these names. Don't forget the number there is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Brother Hamdallah, inshallah, will be taking your calls and whatever questions you're having related to Muslim names, inshallah, we'll be helping you in today's program. We'll start by the name Hamdallah, which is our engineer name. And we recommend this name, of course, because it's a Sahabi name. Some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have this name, Hamdallah. And Hamdallah means some kind of a fruit which have some medication from some sicknesses and some diseases. Fruit, the Hamdal fruit is very famous in Arabia. Right, we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Right, where are you calling us from?
From Pretoria.
What's your question?
What's the meaning of Rehnuma?
Sorry, say the name again.
Just hold on.
What's the name?
Of Rehnuma.
Rehnuma.
Chi.
It's a bit of a strange name for me, Rehnuma, but we'll try to get the confirmation for that name. What's the spelling of the name?
I'm not so sure.
You're not sure?
Chi.
Okay, we can keep on listening, and inshallah try to find the meaning of that name, right?
Okay.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sheikh, I wanted to know what's the meaning of Jordan?
Jordan. Jordan refers actually to the to Al-Urdun, which is a country in Arabia, in the north of the Arabian Peninsula. And Jordan refers to that place or that area. It's called Jordan, and is in Arabic it's Al-Urdun, but it's not a proper name. However, some people keep it as a male name, but mostly common amongst non-Muslims.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, brother. What's your question?
To find out the name of Hamna.
Hamna. Hamna means a girl in reddish complexion. It's a good name. It refers to a beautiful girl in reddish complexion.
Okay, jazakallah.
Right, jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one dropped. Next one. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548. Some name that came to us through the email. Don't forget the email is onair@radioislam.co.za, onair@radioislam.co.za, or also jad@radioislam.co.za. The name Abir came to us from the email. Abir, it's not Abir, it's Abir. Abir means the fragrance, the nice fragrance, the breeze. And this is a good name for females. We recommend it. The name Abir is a common female name for girls. Abir in Arabic. Right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one dropped. Next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
What's your question?
What's the meaning of Amina and Shakira?
Amina means one who is peaceful and secured, and Shakira means thankful and one who show gratitude to Allah.
Okay,
shukra. Right, both are good names. We recommend them. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum salam.
Yes, sister. What's
the meaning of the name Sumayya?
Sumayya means elevated and noble, and she was one of the Sahabiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first martyr from the ladies.
And Zahira?
Zahira means flourishing and blossoming. It's also a good name. We recommend it.
And Ruha?
Ruha, it actually means...
No, not Ruha. Ruhan. It's a boy.
Ruhan. Yeah, it's same meaning as well, which is spiritual.
Okay.
Or,
so good
or
name.
Two souls.
Okay.
It's okay name.
And Rania?
Rania, a female Arabic name, means one who's looking forward.
A good name?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Jazakumullah.
Right. Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother. What's your question?
Brother, what I want to know is the name Sulaiman.
Sulaiman.
Ji.
Ji.
What is the proper pronunciation?
Sulaiman.
Sulaiman.
Yes.
In AI.
Yes. Sulaiman.
Sulaiman.
Yes, it's mentioned in the Quran.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair, right? Sulaiman means peaceful and secured, a good name, a prophet name. We recommend it, of course. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, where are you calling us from?
From Lanesia.
And what's your question?
Ruqayya.
Ruqayya means lofty and noble, and she was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very good name, we can keep it.
And Asia?
Asya, also a good name, should be pronounced correct, because if it was pronounced wrong, it will change the meaning of this name specifically. Asya means pillar or support or helpful, and it is said that she was the wife of the Pharaoh. It's a good name to be giving to the girl. However, it's pronounced with a ayn, Asya, it changes the meaning to disobedient.
Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khair.
Shukran.
Wa alaykum assalamu alaykum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam, sister. What's your question?
First name is Nuha.
Nuha, good name for girls, mentioned in the Quran. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li ulil nuha, which means mindful people, a mindful person, a person with mind, a person who's intelligent.
Okay, and Nusha?
Nusha, that's a Persian name. We'll try to get the meaning of that name. If you may be just listening, inshallah. Can you spell the name for me?
Nosha.
Right, just keep on listening, we'll try to find a meaning for it, right?
Okay, and Liana?
Liana means lenient and tender.
Lenient.
Yes.
Tender. Jazakallah.
Right, sister, jazakallah khair.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What's the meaning of the name Khansa?
Khansa, it refers to a gazelle, and also Khansa refers to the Sahabiyya, Al-Khansa. it's a good name, we recommend it. I said before that Arabs, when they keep the names of such animals like the gazelle, they refer to such quality in that animal, which is the beautiful eyes of the gazelle. So they're looking at that, a beautiful person. Metaphorical meaning is beautiful person with beautiful eyes.
Okay, what's the meaning of Mu'adh?
Mu'adh is a good name for boys, and Mu'adh means protected by Allah, and it's a Sahabi name, the name of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu.
Okay,
jazakumullah. Hi, let's take the next call. Okay, we'll be taking the last three calls before we end our program, inshallah. And while we're waiting for your calls, we will be mentioning some of the names that came to us via email. We have the name the name Rehnuma, which was asked early. It means one who guides you, the one who guides. And that's not Arabic name, it's a Persian name, probably. Right? Then we were asked about the name. It means guide. Rehnuma means guide, we just spoke about. And we're still looking for the name Nosha. It's a Persian name, but we're trying to find out the meaning for this name, Nosha. While waiting for your calls, 011-854-1548. Yes, Nosha means a person who is healthy. Nosha. It's from Indian origin or Persian origin. That's Nosha for a girl. Right. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay.
What's the name of Uzair?
Uzair.
Yes, Uzair.
Uzair means one who compensates, and it's a prophet name. Right?
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair. Next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, what's your question?
I want to know the meaning of Rawha.
Yes, Rawha means spiritual.
And Rawha, is it pronounced Rawha, Seen, or Sa?
It's with a Seen.
Okay, and what's the meaning of Umar?
Umar? Sorry, say the name again of the Seen and Sa'ad.
Humaysa, do you pronounce the sword,
yeah.
Sin, or Sa?
It can be pronounced with a Sin, it can be pronounced with a Sod, it can be pronounced with a Tha. The three are correct.
And now, the meaning of Umar?
Umar means prosper or one who instruct, and it's a good name for boys, and it's a Sahabi name, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu
anhu.
Right, jazakumullah khair. We'll be taking the last call. Do we have the last call? Let's take it. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What the name of Anas and Umar?
Anas, we just mentioned. We mentioned Umar. Anas means one who is intimate friend, one who is a good friend, and it's the name of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, and it's a good name. We can keep it the name Anas. Right? The other one, Umar, which means prosper. We spoke about it. Means prosper or one who instruct. One who lives long as well, and Umar means and Umar is a Sahabi name, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu.
And Husna and Asma?
Husna means beautiful, and Asma means elevated and noble, and Asma is a Sahabiya's name, one of the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? Jazakumullah khair. Okay, with that we came to the end of our program for today. From my engineer brother Hanzala, from me Sami Hajjad, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.